Hello, I'm Joshua, coming from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in California today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah, I'm not driving.
Thank you so much. Now, beep, right? Cogrill. Thank you so much. So let's just go ahead and continue in that case. Before we begin, I would like to ask you just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born, please? Just the year.
2000.
Year 2000. Thank you so very much. And also moving forward, I would like to confirm to ensure that we have a representative sample as well. Are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race? Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Hispanic, Latino.
Oh, thank you so much. What is the last grade you completed in school, please? Some grade school, grades 1 to 8, some high school, grades 9 to 11, graduated high school, grade 12, typical vocational school, some college, graduated.
Some college.
Thank you. Moving on, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
Is it possible to say I'm not registered for voting? I'm not registered to vote. Yeah.
I mean, which way do you lean as of today? Do you lean toward the Republican or the Democratic candidate?
Can I see on number five?
Five? Okay. I guess Democrat.
Lean toward the Democrat candidate. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And now, I would like to read you a list, thank you, of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. David Valadeo, favorable or unfavorable opinion?
I never heard of him.
Thank you. Rudy Salas?
Unfavorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Kamala Harris?
Unfavorable.
And Joe Biden?
Unfavorable.
Thank you very much. Moving forward, now I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. You can accept up to two responses. Inflation or the cost of living, the cost of a mortgage or rent, taxes, healthcare, social security and Medicare, abortion, protecting democracy, or border security. You can select two of those, or even none of those.
I'll do abortion and, you said two?
Yeah, you can select the two.
Okay. Abortion and border security.
Border security and abortion. Thank you very much. Now, thinking ahead to the elections this November on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices. From 1 to 10.
I guess like a 6.
6. Thank you very much. If the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Donald Trump, Republican, Joe Biden, Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, and Jill Stein, Green Party? Hello? Hello?
Hi, sorry about that. I'm back.
No worries. Sure. Thank you. If the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump and Biden? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent, and Chris Stein, Green Party.
I guess it would be Green Party.
Okay. Jill Stein, Green Party. Thank you very much. And while I know you prefer Jill Stein, if Donald Trump and Joe Biden were the only candidates on the ballot and you had to make a choice today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, if Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, Republican, and Kamala Harris, Democrat? Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?